Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Your Nipple and Areola Choices by Dr. Johan van Heerden. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Dr. Johan van Heerden explains the nipple and areola choices you have during and after breast cancer treatment. Breast cancer treatment, while life-saving, often involves significant physical and emotional challenges. For many patients, the journey to recover includes the desire for breast reconstruction. While the focus is typically on rebuilding the breast mound, a crucial and highly personal part of this process is nipple reconstruction. The nipple areola complex, NAC, is more than just an anatomical feature. It serves as a central symbol of femininity, identity, and body wholeness. Restoring it can be the final, empowering step in your reconstructive journey. It's essential to distinguish between preservation and reconstruction. When using modern nipple areola sparing techniques or even free nipple areola graft techniques, your own tissue is employed during the oncological procedure. Although loss of sensation is common, reactive nipples can often be preserved. Reconstructive techniques. There are different reconstructive techniques. Local flap techniques. This is the most commonly used method. Small, carefully planned flaps of skin and underlying tissue from the reconstructed breast are employed to form a new nipple. Techniques such as the CV flap or Maltese cross are popular because they offer a durable projection. The main benefit is that the nipple is made from your own tissue, making it feel natural and a lasting part of the reconstructed breast. However, over time, some of the projection might flatten, necessitating a touch-up procedure, especially in radiated skin. Areola graft. A small skin graft taken from the groin, near the labia majora, outer fleshy folds of the skin on the vulva, can be used to restore the darker areola skin. Both procedures can be carried out under local anesthesia. 3D nipple tattooing. If you prefer a non-surgical option or as a final step after a surgical reconstruction, 3D tattooing has revolutionized nipple areola complex restoration. Medical tattooing. A specialized medical tattoo artist, often working closely with a plastic surgeon, uses a range of pigments to create the illusion of a three-dimensional nipple and areola. The artist carefully layers colors to replicate the natural shadows, highlights, and texture of a real nipple. This technique can be a standalone option or used to add color and realism to a surgically reconstructed nipple. The results can be remarkably lifelike, often indistinguishable from a natural NAC. Advantages of tattooing. The procedure is quick, minimally invasive, and requires little to no downtime. It can be carried out in an outpatient setting. For many patients, the opportunity to have a realistic-looking nipple without additional surgery is a significant benefit. Non-surgical alternatives. If you are not suited for surgery or tattooing or seeking a temporary solution, alternative options are available. Nipple prosthetics. These are custom-made adhesive silicone prosthetics that can be applied to the reconstructive breast. They provide a good temporary solution if you are not ready for a permanent procedure or if you have experienced complications with previous reconstructions. The prosthetics come in various shapes, sizes, and colors and are designed to look and feel realistic. Stick-on nipple tattoos. These are temporary tattoos that can be used for a special occasion or to help you visualize what a permanent tattoo might look like. While not a long-term solution, they offer a quick and simple way to meet the cosmetic need. Choosing the right option. The decision of which nipple reconstruction option to select is highly personal. There is no one-size-fits-all best method. The optimum choice depends on your individual anatomy, lifestyle, and personal aspirations. As a plastic surgeon, my role is to guide patients through these options, explaining the benefits and limitations of each. We consider factors like the desired level of projection, skin quality, and overall health. Open and honest conversations are key to empowering patients to make a choice that brings them a sense of closure and restored confidence. Rebuilding the nipple may seem like a small step, but it's powerful in the breast reconstruction journey. It's about more than just restoring anatomy. It's about regaining a sense of self and helping a patient feel complete again.